website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. This is yours truly, Brother Davis, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Youngblood on today. This is Let's Face the Issues. Truly, we thank and praise God for the opportunity to be able to share his word with you on today. We thank and praise God also, amen, for how he continues to bless Dr. Youngblood and family and this wonderful school, Conservative Theological University. How he continues to bless each and every day. We serve a God that is a prayer answering God on today. And truly, if there's ever been a time that we need to be praying, now is the time for us to pray. In the type of world that we're living in on today, a deceitful world, a lustful world, a sinful world, we need you to know on today that every person born in the world is born a sinner. There is none righteous. The Bible says, no, not one. So for that reason, we stand in need of a Savior. I stopped by to tell you on today, no matter what your condition is, God loves you, and he's ready to save you. Truly, we thank and praise God for the opportunity, again, to share the word of God with you on today. And since we are talking, amen, from the subject about being born a sinner, not none being righteous, and about us as human beings, standing in need of a Savior. Everything we need to know on today concerning this subject will also involve making choices. We have to choose God. We have to choose what is right. God gave man the ability on the day that he made him in the Garden of Eden, speaking about Adam, he gave him the power to choose. So why don't you choose Christ on today? No matter how bad things may seem, God has a better life for you. He has a plan for every individual on the face of this earth. In fact, I don't know anyone that God doesn't love. So I want you to know today, in spite of the situation, in spite of the circumstances, God still loves you. Amen. I want to say good morning to my bride of 38 years and all my family and friends. I want to say a special happy birthday to my sister in Christ, Sister Janice, on this morning. I love you so much, and I thank you so much for being there for me at the needed time. I thank God for all the saints in God, the ones who are down on their knees praying this morning. Amen. We have a young man that is missing around the city of Folkestone, Georgia. Family has not seen him for the past 7 days. And we're asking the saints everywhere to pray that God will, and this is my prayer, program his brain, if he's still alive, program his brain to call home to let everybody know that he's all right. Because there are many that loves him and that are concerned about him. Certainly, we also want to give our condolences out, amen, to the Berea families on today. My brother Calvin, amen, he lost a young nephew on last week, and they're going to be, amen, doing, amen, his homegoing service on tomorrow. Certainly, we are praying for the strength of the family. So, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, we stand in need of prayer. This is praying time. If it's ever been a time that the church needs to stand together as one and pray, now is the time, especially when we see on yesterday how they decided to convict, amen, former President Trump, amen, for the things that he were so-called to be charged with. We live in a society that is unjust. They are bent towards favoritism. And certainly, we as Christians on today, the only thing we got right left in this wrong world is God. So for that reason, this is the reason why I'm trying to motivate and encourage you on today to choose God. When you choose God, you're choosing the best thing that could ever happen for you in your life. Amen. Telephone number is 904-831-0917. That call to get to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. Again, there is none righteous. No, not one. We are not righteous. Everyone is born a sinner. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When we go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9, the prophet had this to say, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" My friend, you don't even know your own heart. So he says, "I, the Lord," this is what the Lord said, "search the heart. I try the reins." That means he tries your very most inner being. There's nothing hid about you that God doesn't know. "Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Amen. One day there's going to be a payday. There's going to be a great reckoning day. And where will you stand? Will you be over on the Lord's side? Or will you go to a devil's hell? This is the reason why we're trying to encourage you on today. Choose God and choose the best thing that could ever happen for you in your life. Amen. Praise God. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. An outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tools that you might need. If you're looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you might say this, "I can do my own lawn at home. I can do a pretty good job, but I just don't have the right tools." Well, they can help you in that area also. Tools for a Time can help you to get the right tool to help you to get the job done. Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of tool or equipment that you may need. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flying high on top of the staff. When you see that flagpole, right at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Stop by and let them assist you with your needs. Tools for a Time. They have a website also, toolsforatime.com. Toolsforatime.com. Amen. So again, once we thank God, again, for being able to share this word with you on today, amen, there is none righteous. No, not one. We are all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And since we have a sin problem, a problem that we can't do anything about on our own, God sent his son. In due time, the scriptures say, Christ died for the ungodly while we were yet sinners. So there's nothing so good that we have done that we deserve to be here right now today. God sent his son while we were yet sinners. Christ died on the cross for us. John 3:16, and we recite this scripture with a great deal of respect. "For God so loved the world," that is the created order. Everything God made, when he looked at it, he said it was good and very good. So he loved, amen, everything he created. "But he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And let me tell you this, my friend, it's not just enough to believe and say you believe it because you are reading. Again, we have to understand, when it comes down to belief in God, it involves making a choice. And if you choose God, you have to understand that as a Christian, not only do you expect to be blessed, but you have also signed up to suffer with Christ. Know this, amen, nobody wants to suffer. Suffering doesn't feel good to the flesh. And I understand from that position because I've suffered myself many times, physical and mentally. Amen. But I trusted in God to bring me through. And I can stand here and tell you, I'm a living witness on today, that if you trust him, if you put it into God's hands, God will see you through. Amen. When we look at the book of Psalm 51 and verse number 5, David said this in his prayer of repentance in verse number 5. He said, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Then again in Psalm 58 and 3, this is what the scripture had to say. "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." Amen. So when we look at lying, amen, that is one of the Ten Commandments, that thou shalt not lie. Amen. And not only that, when we look at lies, lies doesn't only affect your life. It affects the lives of everyone all around you, and it will also affect circumstances. Why? Because lying is a sin. And when sin was introduced into humanity in the Garden of Eden at the creation, when sin was introduced, everything got all out of whack. And when it got down to Genesis chapter 6, God saw the wickedness of man, how it was becoming more and more great and sinful. God decided that he was going to destroy the world. So this is the reason why the first world was destroyed in the first place, because of sin. And if we look at Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, another example of God's displeasure with sinful activity in the lives of men, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and it is nowhere to be found on the face of the earth on today. So for that reason, my friend, you need to make a decision on today, a choice to choose God, because he's the only right thing we have left in this wrong world. When we look at the book of Isaiah, he says, all of our righteousness, no matter how righteous you might think you are, you might think you're going to work, you take care of your own business. When you come home, you shut your doors and you sit down with your family, you enjoy a good meal, and you eat, drink, and be merry. Whatever you do behind your own doors is your own business. Well, that's all right within itself, but you have to know and understand, if you're not doing it in Christ, if God is not involved, my friend, what you do and whatever activity you might partake in might be a sin. And for that reason, God is displeased with that situation. So what we have to do is deal with the sin principle by applying the blood of Jesus Christ, allowing God, that is, nothing you can do for yourself, but you allow God to apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed out on Calvary's cross, to your sin problem. And then we can be like the hymn writer, which says, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." So certainly we have to depend on God, amen, to wash away our sins. We go to the book of 1 John chapter 1. I believe that's around verse number 9. He says, "If we confess our sins, that he is faithful and just to forgive us for our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You know, I love that, because all unrighteousness is sin, according to the book of James. Unrighteous thoughts, unrighteous actions, whatever it is that we do, we have to be careful that we are committing sin, and sin is an abomination in the sight of God. So therefore, we open ourselves and make ourselves a candidate for God's judgment. So let us not do that on today. Amen. Let us make ourselves a candidate for the blessings of God rather than judgment. Amen. Three reasons why our righteousness is as filthy rags. Number one, self-righteousness is an act of pride. Scripture says, "Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall," in the book of Proverbs. One of the best examples of self-righteousness is found in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 12. And it shows us a clear picture of why our righteousness is as filthy rags in God's sight. Here, and I'm not going to read that for the sake of time, amen, we see the Pharisee and the publican in the temple offering prayer to God, with the Pharisee giving a righteous account of his life and all the accomplishments he has done himself. But the publican did not even so much as look up to God, but smote his chest with his fists and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Jesus said that the publican went away more justified than the Pharisee, because he did not try to justify himself before God. The Pharisee was more confident of his own righteousness, but he looked down on the publican and probably everyone else. Proverbs chapter 6 lists 7 things that God hates, and prideful eyes is another way of speaking about arrogance. If you attempt to approach God with your own self-righteousness, and the only way to justify your righteousness is to bring up all your accomplishments before him and tell God why you should be declared righteous, this is pride. And there is no wonder why God will reject it, because this type of righteousness is a filthy rag. So you see, this is the reason why, my friend, I'm trying to encourage you, all the best I know on today, to come to Jesus, confess your sins, forsake your past life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Don't you want to become brand new on today? Aren't you tired of that life that you were living? Aren't you tired of being down in the dumps and things not working out? How it seems like the whole world, the weight of the whole world is sitting on your shoulders. Give that over to Jesus on today. Amen. And he can help you, amen, to deal with that situation. The second thing about righteousness, the reason why our righteousness is as filthy rags, the standard of God is not good. It is perfect or absolute. Now, that might seem to have a twist on it, but let me explain it to you. When we attempt to justify ourselves by our own means, we often measure against the wrong standard. When you look at the Pharisee in Luke 18, he measured his standards against another person, which is using the wrong measuring stick. If you want to appease yourself and make yourself look good, it is easy to find someone who has done things worse than you and compare yourself to them in order to make yourself feel good about you. Now, how about that? Sometimes we are so self-judgmental of other individuals, that is, till we can't see that we need help ourselves. When we go to the book of Matthew chapter 6, I believe, or Matthew chapter 7, it says, judge not that ye be not judged. For with the same standard that you judge others, you're going to be judged with that same standard. Now, he went down further to say, how can you tell your brother to take the mote out of his eye when you have a beam in your own eye? Don't be self-judgmental. We are none righteous, no, not one. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Everyone is born a sinner. Can I say this to you too also? You don't have to teach a child to do bad things. Bad things are inherent in the nature of every man that's born here. That's the reason why I said we are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Sooner or later, children begin to do mischievous things, and if left unchecked, it can turn into sin, which it is a sin in the first beginning. But again, we have to know and understand that God doesn't hold one accountable if they're not in the knowledge. When they come to the age of accountability, and I'm not going down into that area on today, but there are many portions of scripture that will verify what I'm saying. But when they come to the age of accountability, of knowing right from wrong, then God will hold you accountable, and you will have to do something about that sin problem. And there's nothing that you can do on your own, so for that reason, you have to make a choice to give it over to someone who can. That's in the person of Jesus Christ. Amen. The standard of God is perfection, or to be perfect is not just good or pretty good, because I say this all the time at my church. Pretty good just ain't good enough. And I'm speaking like a country boy. I want you to know this on today. Pretty good, living pretty good, doing pretty good, thinking pretty good, whatever is pretty good in your sight, pretty good won't cut it with God. It has to be perfect. And when I'm talking about perfect, I'm talking about according to the holy and righteous standards of a holy and just God. God doesn't tolerate sin. He has a zero tolerance for sin. So as soon as we learn that and know that and understand that, then we can start living life just a little bit more better. Amen. So because we are all sinners, and the Bible clearly states that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God in Romans chapter 3, verse 23, that shortfall is what makes us unclean and sinful in the sight of God. Amen. So again, I'm pointing out differences and a whole lot of scapegoats that people use when they say, oh, I think I'm living a pretty good life. Well, I don't bother anybody. I only take care of my mind, my own business. I'm not a busybody snooping around in other men's matters. Well, all of that still might be good or pretty good in your sight. But when it comes down to God, it has to meet his holy, righteous, just, and perfect standard. Amen. Praise God. So another reason why, and this is the third reason, why our righteousness is as filthy rags. One sin tears down the whole house. Just one sin. One sin. All of that you have built up to make yourself self-righteous. All of this putting yourself on the top shelf. All of this looking for pie in the sky by and by. One sin will tear down the whole house. The problem with trying to be justified by our own righteous efforts is just like attempting to rebuild a house that has already been torn down. The self-righteous person does not acknowledge this, as we see with the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. He was rattling off about his accomplishments without realizing that no one said that he was perfect and that the sins he committed cancels out any amount of good. So when we look at the righteous Pharisee, the self-righteous Pharisee, all these things that he tried to pin medals on himself. He put himself on the top shelf. I'm glad I'm not like this publican. I pray. I fast 2 or 3 times a week. I give my tithes. You know, he went to bringing out great things about his accomplishments, and he left all the righteous standards of God out. Well, because when it came down to the word of God and his measurement of his accomplishments against that word, the word of God cancels out all of our righteous accomplishments and establishments that we think that we have achieved. So again, my friend, I am trying to encourage you that you need a savior. There is none righteous, no, not one. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. As I looked at the book of Isaiah chapter 48, and I'm only going to read verses 1 and verse number 8 for edification, this is what the prophet had to say to the house of Jacob. He said, verse number 1, Isaiah 48, 1, "Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, nor in righteousness." Verse number 8, "Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knewest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not open. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb." Now listen, this is what God was speaking to his own people, because again, Israel had a problem with this. When God brought them out of the land of Egypt in the Exodus, he warned them not to intermingle or intermarry with the people of the various lands that they were passing through, or neither take up their customs or standards. Why? Because he said it would become a sin to them and they would get a snare to their souls. This is the reason why I say in today's world, Christians still need to analyze the things that are going on around them, even when it comes down to activities and amusement parks. Yes, I said it, amusement parks. Because many times, a lot of those are not convenient for Christians. It can get your mind so far away from God until now you beginning to enjoy the pleasures of life and you will forget about praying. You will forget about serving. You will forget about reading the Word of God. Some Christians don't pick up the Bible but one time a week, and that's on a Sunday. Monday through Saturday, the Bible is sitting on a shelf somewhere in their home or in a corner collecting dust because they never pick it up to turn the pages to see what God is saying to them. Yes, you may read the Bible, but I want you to know and understand that the Bible will also read you. In other words, if God can't get sin out of you while you are in this world, then God is going to get you out of this world. So, my friend, you need God. You need to forsake sin. You need to be sure and very sure that you have Jesus Christ down on the inside, the Spirit of God living down on the inside, because the Spirit is the one that will guide you into all truth according to the book of St. John, chapter 16 and chapter 17, when we look at, amen, Jesus' high priestly prayer. He told God in the high priestly prayer, don't take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. I'm so glad that Jesus prayed. He prayed for me and he prayed for you, because we sometimes get so caught up into things until we don't even realize that we need to pray and pray for ourselves. A lot of times we tell other people, I'm going to pray for you. But what about you praying for yourself? Have you prayed for yourself today? When you got up out of the bed this morning and put one foot before the other, did you tell God thank you? Did you look up and give him humble thanks? It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't your body alarm clock. Some people say, I don't need a clock. My system, my body is already programmed into such a way until I wake up on my own every day. My friend, you did not do that on your own. It was the finger of God that woke you up and allowed you to see a brand new day. So guess what? Because this is a brand new day, God has given you another chance to get it right. Whatever you didn't get right on yesterday, my friend, you have another chance to get it right on today. Whoever you did wrong, go to that person. Repent first. Go to that person and get it right. Confess. Throw your loving arms around each other and love one another. And the both of you, go on, press on in perfection in serving God. Don't let one small thing, such as a mediocre sin, and I'm not trying to make sin sound great or small. All sins are despiteful in the eyes of God. But make sure you get it right, because no sin is going into the kingdom of God. And also, flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom, so we have to be born again. The book of James says in chapter 2, verse 10, whosoever keeps the whole law and yet offends it in one point is guilty of breaking it all. We often don't think about seeing in this light. We tend to categorize sin, making one sin worse than the other. While that may be true in one sense, there is one where that does not apply. And that is when you apply it to God's righteous standard. You see, everything I talk about on today, we're pointing back to a righteous standard that God has. He has a righteous expectation. And listen, if you are a child of God on today, God demands holiness. He's not asking you. He's not requesting. He's demanding, or can I say it in another way? He's also commanding. When we look at a commandment given by a superior officer, that means you have to do it. You are under obligation to do it because you have to give an account to your superior. So again, we're going to come back after the news break to talk to you again about the sin problem. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRW.